Hey everybody, welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our show where we talk about the movie Blade Runner, 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today we're talking about Minute 5. Minute 5 starts with a giant eye.
The eye we saw previously, and it's all bloodshot.
Big ol' eye. It ends with some weird machine kind of lifting a part of itself up off the table and into the screen.
Because you don't talk about it sequentially, it fixed my brain out. Like I would have went step by step through the seconds of the minute
rather than I like to rip off the other podcast. I tell you what it starts
with. What other podcast, Peter?
What it ends with. And
what other podcast?
Mostly Lord of the Rings Minute and Star Wars Minute and Godfather Minute.
Okay.
The others are great too, but those are my
your favorites?
My favoriteest.
Okay, so we have this eye, same eye from before, still reflecting lights and fire from the flare stacks.
Reflecting the flame pillars.
And then we get the flame sticks. Let's just call them flame sticks for you.
Wanna buy some flame sticks?
And then we get a close up to we move closer to this building that we don't know what it is, but we start to see some detail that it's not just lights. It has like these train tracks through the middle with like a smooth part in between, and it isn't actually a smooth surface.
There's it looks like a little car or elevator or something.
Yeah, like going mine up cars.
The side of the building looks awesome.
For some kind of transportation, we don't know. You really see the detail on the building that it's not a flat surface.
Huge. It's hugely detailed.
Yeah, like you see these intricate scroll work on it.
And
all these little like nooks and crannies.
Yep, and we zoom in through that window, and we see this smoke-filled room. It's very,
very hazy.
Very hazy in there. There's a man in there
smoking,
with a suit, smoking.
With a big ceiling fan on top, and you don't know if he's just been there chain smoking if it's hazy from manufacturing, but it's all hazy.
Weak-ass fan.
And you see equipment on a table, lots of little things, and then you see a screen.
Computer screen
with green lettering on it, very old school Commodore 64.
Looks a lot like the Lad Company logo.
Exactly, because that's just how computers were. It was either green on the screen or white letters on a screen, and you just doop 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 and type your stuff into it.
So we're settling in, we're zooming in through the window.
And you see him and he's contemplating.
Right, he's just standing there and you hear an announcement. It's a voice either through an intercom or maybe building wide, we don't know.
Announces a new employee.
Announces Leon. Leon, he's been here for 6 days.
6 days.
Six days.
Can we talk about the 6 days?
Yeah.
On the sixth day.
Oh.
On the sixth day. I've been waiting for this.
On the sixth day.
On the sixth day, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, the prohibition's about cloning because on the sixth day, God created man.
Yeah.
And then you were done. So they had the 6 day prohibitions. Interestingly, that he's been working there for six days because that was when man was created.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Oh. Boom.
Oh, symbolism?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Sure.
Okay.
You never caught that before, did you?
No, I wouldn't have caught that. I'm not bright. Wow, that's interesting.
You're not bright, but that's okay.
I did write down 6 days, though, because he's only been working there for 6 days.
Yeah, 6 days.
I did a thing.
You did a thing, but I like that they did that, because now you start to think more about what we heard from the crawl about replicants, and think more of, are they clones? Are they cyborgs? Are they robots? But here we have this 6 day, and again, it's like kind of just needling into your brain just a little bit, like,
creation.
Hey, is it, did we really hear it? Did we not? Did you really
creation
see that thing
is a
on the
theme
screen?
Here. We saw in the previous minutes, we've seen the pyramid. We see this eye, this connection between man.
Like the eye on top of the pyramid on a dollar bill.
So far we're connecting, visually we're connecting man, God, creation, technology.
Money. I think money.
Destruction. It's a huge spectrum of death and birth.
And it's very subtle because you
life
don't
creation.
like how many times have I watched this movie that now I like, oh, sixth day. Oh, interesting. 6 day prohibitions because of man and cloning. That's interesting. Like I wouldn't have normally have picked that up. And it does take a few views before you start to realize that, like the pyramids and why pyramids, or an eye on top of the pyramid, like on the back of, you know, an American dollar.
Oh,
that there's a lot of,
wow, look at you.
Yeah, I said that before. You didn't listen.
No, I didn't hear that at all.
That's okay.
Ooh.
There's a lot of symbolism in this, and you really don't see it the first time you watch it. At least I didn't. And it took quite a few views.
So then Leon walks in after being announced over the intercom system, and that's the actor Brian James that I've recognized from lots of movies growing up, specifically 48 Hours. And did you even recognize him from the other movie he's in?
Which movie?
The Fifth Element.
Whoa.
What?
I know, I love
him. He's the one that holds up the card for Lilo Dallas?
No.
Gonna have to learn how to use those communication skills. He's good.
And she turns her head and knocks him into the tube.
She punches through the glass. That's cool. I like that actor. Pops up a lot in the 80s and 90s.
He's cool.
Sits down. He's asked by this mystery man in the suit, smoking man in the suit. Yeah. Says, have a seat.
Have a seat. That's all we hear.
And that's it. He sits down, and then the machine, part of the machine on the table, of the many little devices on the
flippity gibbets.
It has a little part of it that raises up into the screen
with a circular piece in the middle.
And then the minute ends.
And then the minute ends.
So but we're look setting all that up
symbolism already in there.
Yeah, it's real quick. You're getting a real taste for this world immediately. What do you think they're about to... why do you think this guy is asking Leon to sit down? What are they about to talk about?
It seems like something serious.
I would say so when that machine popped up. He's like, sit down. I just want to talk to you. The last time a guy asked another dude to sit down was in The Empire Strikes Back. Okay?
And that didn't go
well. And when the machine started moving around, it was poor Deckard getting electrocuted. With Boba Fett over there waiting outside.
That's true.
That didn't work out well for anybody.
Boulder Pack.
That's deep. Nobody's going to get that. My mom might get that one. Boulder Pack.
She'll be our number one fan. When she figures out how to play a podcast.
I didn't know Boba Fett's name until like 1999. I always thought Han Solo was saying Boulder Pack. Boulder Pack.
In Return of the
Where?
Jedi.
In Return of the Jedi. So that's, there you go. That's that inside baseball.
Which would have been a cool name, too, especially considering some of the other Star Wars names.
Yeah.
Like Hammerhead. So it makes sense if he's Boulder Pack. Like, okay, he's Boulder Pack. We have this machine that comes up, and then the minute ends, and we don't know what's going to happen.
It's a mysterious minute. We're seeing some people. We're seeing the world that they're living in. It's huge. It probably takes a day and a half to get to the top of that friggin' pyramid building.
Well, they got those elevator train track things, so maybe that helps. They may be able to fly in directly to the level they want, but it looked like there was like an opening in the middle base area.
Not the base, but in the middle area, like
the spaceport almost.
Yeah.
Like a hangar.
I want to see more of this building.
That you would take then up or down wherever you're going.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't notice that. Or I did. I forgot maybe. That's interesting though.
But okay, so this is the minute. And thank you for listening, and stay tuned, and you'll hear the next episode soon. Yeah?
I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
Later.